Joining us on the program, she is the Lord Mayor of Niagara-on-the-Lake. Betty DeCero, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. It must be disappointing having to tell people that you're closed, but my question is, who doesn't know that? Why do people think Niagara-on-the-Lake is open?
I don't know. I guess it's Niagara-on-the-Lake is so beautiful that people wanting to get out and go for a drive or, you know, look at something other than their four walls in their house, decide that Niagara-on-the-Lake is a place they want to see. So they're coming from the GTA or other parts of Niagara region, I guess, to come and take a drive and park at one of the Niagara Parks parking lots. And then all of a sudden they get hungry or they have to use washroom facilities. And none of that is really open. And I'm, you know, so they're doing what they feel they need to do.
How frustrated are service providers? How frustrated? There are some places, obviously. A grocery store is open. Gas stations are open. How frustrated are they having to deal with this influx of unwanted tourists? Because normally you are open for – it's like, come, we love tourists. Not now.
Oh, yeah. Though. Yeah, we love – like we're now starting to send out stay home now, visit later. Like we want visitors to come back. It's just now is not the time. And so, yeah, what happens is that sometimes people drive into Niagara-on-the-Lake. They hit the gas station at the corner of Mary and Mississauga, go in, you know, buy gas, go in, want to use the washroom. And the owner feels bad and almost argues with them that, sorry, there's no, all washroom facilities have been closed. Or they go into a grocery store, and grocery stores are not equipped to have public washrooms. So they're going in saying, please, please, please let me use your washroom. And they're saying, no, you can't. We're not equipped for that. So the grocery stores, we have three grocery stores in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and some of them are afraid to actually have people come in just to use the washroom because they don't know where they're from. They don't know if they've been isolating. They don't know if they've been in contact with people with the virus. They don't know if they're asymptomatic. They just come walking in, right?
I guess that could be said about anyone who goes into a grocery store. But if you're dumb enough to go for a drive and not properly prepare, then I guess we can cast aspersions at you. And that's the thing. You made a great point off the beginning. People are going a little stir crazy in their house, and yeah. You know, Niagara is so beautiful. And as much as Niagara-on-the-Lake has so much to offer, it's just a great place to go for a drive. I can understand people doing it, but at the same time, just don't, like, come prepared, will you?
Yeah, yeah. And so we've got another, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, possibly, of people, you know, the province and the federal government saying to stay home. And then as we slowly will start to reopen in a cautious manner, we'll then know the rules that people, when they come, what they need to bring, what they need to do, where they can go. But now it's just closed. Like now the services aren't there to provide for them when they come.
And even, for instance, even at the Glendale exit with the Travel Plaza, that's closed. The tourism little kiosk ahead of the Skyway Bridge, that's closed. Like, even if the government has closed their facilities, don't expect private retailers or private purveyors to open theirs. That's how, you know, much it's closed. Even the government's closed.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody really wants to argue with tourists when they come in. And I don't think they really want to say to them, no, you can't, you know. So it just causes very uncomfortable situations and, you know, potentially safety hazard. Perhaps not, I don't know. But it just makes it very difficult to carry on business if you're arguing with people that are coming in the store.
Listen, while I have you here, I just talked to a Welland city councillor. Welland announced that they are going to have a loss of about $500,000. They're already going to put some services on hold or pause for a year. How are Niagara-on-the-Lake finances? Have you been able to take a look at the books and the impact COVID-19 has had on your town?
They're actually doing that as we speak. So this week they're putting all the numbers together. I do know the big one. The big one is we get every year $2.5 million from parking revenue. And it usually happens within the bulk of it. We usually get within, you know, a six-month period. So losing that or a portion of that revenue will be significant loss to us, because for every $100,000 that we lose, it means a percentage tax increase. So if our parking doesn't happen this year, it's $2.5 million. That's a 25% tax increase.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is significant.
It will not get to that.
Right, right. You're going to get some parking revenue, but you're not getting the whole $2.5 million.
Right. So what we did, we put, there's about $500,000 of capital projects that the emergency team just said, we're not doing them this year. So, you know, so we've cut our cost at $500,000. However, we're going to have to do that capital work at some point,
right.
And we'll have to figure that out, I guess, in 2021. So it will be in terms of tax, like the what the Welland was talking about with respect to what they're going to lose in terms of tax fees and things like that. Ours will not be as significant as theirs. Because we're a much smaller community. I know that yesterday even Niagara Falls was talking about a loss of about $800,000 from investments that they're making. We won't have things like that, but that parking will be a big hit to us. And while we've done things to mitigate that, like all our contract staff, seasonal contract staff, we've not brought them back in, and that's about 30 people. So we'll have some savings there. But we won't have the exact numbers probably until next week.
I was talking to Councillor Lucas Spinosa, and the suggestion came up. There is one transfer from the federal government, obviously, because, you know, you can't run an operating deficit. That it's not allowed for municipalities. But I said there is one transfer from the federal government and from the municipal government that doesn't come close to covering what individuals pay, and that's at the gas tax. Gas tax coming back is about 20% from the feds, and I don't know what it is from the province, that maybe for one time, considering we had a program today that costs $9 billion for students, that wages, the CERB is going to cost $70 billion, that maybe a one-time payment for from gas tax revenue to municipalities like yours so they can balance the books 1 year and then move on. So that it's not an ongoing, right? That obviously taxpayers
right.
know that they're going to have to pay the bill at some point, but they've paid these taxes through gasoline. So just, I suggest just up the amount you refund back to municipalities to square the accounts.
Well, that would be great. Now, we don't have in Niagara-on-the-Lake a significant transit system. So the payments
But I would just do it per capita, right? Because you forget about the qualifications about transit or what it qualifies for. Just for one time, per capita, how many people do you have? All right, this is what your share of the gas tax. And maybe that doesn't cover everything, but it certainly would be significant, I think, for a number of communities. And it would be equal. That is just based on how many people you have.
At this point, anything would help.
That's true.
So I'm all in. Anybody has a suggestion on what we should be asking the province and the feds for? I'm with you. Can I just add one thing before we go?
Absolutely.
Everybody's talking about thanking frontline workers and our essential grocery stores and pharmacies for the work and putting our lives before theirs. But I also want to mention to all the other businesses, hardware stores, accountants and financial institutions and everybody, our greenhouses that are selling flowers are struggling, but they're open and they are providing services for people too. And I just wanted to give them a bit of a shout out at this point as well, because they are deserving of our appreciation as well.
Let me just finally ask, are you doing, I assume you're doing virtual meetings at the town level as well. And if so, how are they going? How is the Niagara-on-the-Lake Zoom meeting coming across?
Oh, well, we don't use Zoom. We use Teams.
Okay.
And we're all about audio because we have that mastered. We can do audio back and forth, and I think people understand it. I think they're getting used to it. I'm a little bit technically challenged, so they're bringing me slowly into the audio. The visual portion of it. We're not quite there yet, but they seem to be going fine. We've just been having special council meetings so far to deal with the COVID issues and anything time sensitive. When we get back next month into the more normal committee of the whole and council meetings, ask me then how many people I dropped from the actual technology.
I'll be sure to keep that question in mind. Lord Mayor Betty DeSero, thank you for joining us on the program. And I know it's disheartening to say to tourists, stay home, but in the case of Niagara on the Lake, please stay home. We don't have the facilities for you.
Not yet. We will, and we'll be better when we come forward again.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
And there's the Lord Mayor of Niagara on the Lake, Betty DeSero. It's kind of interesting.